And as Governor Henry McMaster, who today's in a tense runoff election with Republican challenger John Warren. Meanwhile, there are primary elections in six other states, New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. In Northern California, the Pawnee fire is burning out of control, crews saying it's only 5% contained. Meanwhile, in southwestern Colorado, hot, dry conditions are still fueling the 416 fire, which yesterday further grew. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Russell Crowe will star as Roger Ailes in a new Showtime limited series about the rise of Fox News. The show will be titled The Loudest Voice in the Room. It will be about the best-selling book of the same name by journalist Gabriel Sherman. Ailes founded Fox News in 1996 and was the CEO of the company until 2016. That's when he was forced to resign over sexual harassment accusations, and he died the following year. The series will be Crowe's television debut. AT&T is being accused of helping the National Security Agency collect data for spying purposes. The Intercept is reporting the Dallas-based telecommunications giant lets the NSA have 8 peering hubs to look at internet traffic through a project that it calls Fairview. A former AT&T technician says the NSA can collect data from AT&T and other companies' networks. The hubs reportedly located in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, L.A., New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. An AT&T spokesperson says the company is required by law to give such information to the government in complying with court orders and subpoenas. And the National Weather Service says people in southwestern Tennessee worried about an unusual cloud earlier this month that they thought was a UFO can rest easy. It was what's called a roll cloud, a natural occurrence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Yeah. It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
It seems like everybody's mad these days. Everybody's angry about something, and anger can actually affect your health.
Are you picking on me?
No, I'm just...
Are you trying to cause trouble?
I'm just saying... If you're ready to get rid of your anger or help someone with their anger, today's show is for you because we've got a fabulous guest coming up with us, Dr. Bernard Golden. He's the author of the book, Overcoming Destructive Anger Strategies That Work. So I thought before we get started, we'd talk about the actual process of what happens to the brain when you're angry. So you hear something, you see something, it doesn't go along with what you are expecting or what you would like. So this is what happens. Your amygdala, which is part of your brain, it alerts your body to release adrenaline and then even testosterone. Then the prefrontal cortex kicks in to make a decision on what are we going to do about this because now we're mad. And then from there, it's not much time, right?
That's right. And remember, the prefrontal cortex doesn't actually fully develop till about age 24. And this might explain why teenagers have their temper tantrums, knee-jerk reactions, and they get into trouble and have traffic accidents and all the rest of it.
But even in adults, it only takes 2 seconds from the time you see it, hear it, that your prefrontal cortex is trying to make a decision. And this is why what?
You should hold your tongue and hold your breath and think about how you're going to respond to that.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Count to three.
Or 10.
Or 10.
Mm-hmm. I count slow.
And then, you know, everybody's got a trigger, right? I know what your trigger is. Do you know what your trigger is?
Some people have too many.
My trigger is people telling me they know what my trigger is.
Your trigger is people psychoanalyzing you.
Do you have a trigger with patients, though? Is there something that a patient would do that would, like, really make you angry? I know there is.
Well, I'm not really angry, just a little bit disturbed is when they come
in. Do you want to go to a doctor that's disturbed?
People come in, they pay a copay, and they say, I want you to refer me to Dr. X. And it's like, what am I, a nurse? Am I chopped liver? I'm a doctor. Tell me what your problem is. Maybe I can help you.
But and that actually, doesn't happen at Executive Medicine of Texas.
No, no.
Yeah, this is just, you know, an HMO practice world.
Yeah.
What disturbs you, Dr. Anderson?
People. I used to be a people person.
Really?
Yeah, but people ruined it for me.
Yeah, they do that, don't they?
Yeah. So I think that is the growing older and crankier, you know, you recognize. But here's the good news. I just recognize that they're going to go on their own stupid ways and things will befall them and it's not my fault. And it's also not my job to solve their problems. So,
what happened to you? You did used to be, like, so sweet and so nice. Well, I wouldn't go that
wait,
far.
Wait,
you weren't sweet and nice.
Never like, been sweet and nice.
What world was that?
Yeah.
You weren't sweet and nice, but you weren't really this.
Cynical?
This, yes.
Sarcastic?
Yes.
Yeah. There was about a 6-month period before he became this way.
All right.
Okay, so what's my trigger?
Okay, I can tell you what your trigger is when you don't feel appreciated.
Oh, that's true.
Whenever you feel like somebody doesn't appreciate you, whether it's me or the kids or somebody at work, it literally takes you from 0 to 60.
So what are your triggers?
Well, hold on. I thought we'd analyze where this comes from. Let's see. My triggers? I don't know. I think maybe a little of the same, but not so much to the same degree. I think I get angry when I'm thinking or doing something, and this happens with the kids, but now that they're older, just one of them, and they come in and they interrupt you constantly, and you can't finish your thought in your head or finish what you're working on. That just really sets me off.
Yes, when you're asked to multitask, that angers you.
It does.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, really focused on what I'm doing, so don't throw me a curveball in the middle of what I'm doing.
Right. Are you going to do the medical minute?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking about it.
I just wanted to see if you could do more two things at once.
Probably not. All right. What's your trigger?
I told you. It's,
Well, besides people, come on. Can't you come up with one thing that just is, that's it?
I'm not anything that jumps to mind. I mean, not that it doesn't happen. Maybe I have multiple small ones and not one that's just the...
Do you have road rage?
I don't. You know, I mean, I don't get too angry at people. It's they pull out and do stuff like that. I figure, again, it's just kind of people are going to do stupid. It's my responsibility to anticipate the fact that they're going to do stupid things.
Yeah.
Okay? So I just kind of assume, oh, they did what I expected them to do.
Well, I have to tell you a funny story because, you know, people up north, and no offense to all our favorite listeners because we have a lot of northern listeners.
Now you're doing a demographic divide.
But they don't understand that you can't, like, necessarily do certain things in the South. So my dad and stepmom live in Michigan. They came, they were visiting, and we were in the car, and my daughter was driving. And, oh, my gosh, all of a sudden, in the back seat, my stepmom rolls down the window, and she's hollering at somebody. My daughter's, like, putting the window up, putting the child locks on, going, you can't do that here. it's amazing, like, that different levels of anger and expression of anger are acceptable in different areas.
It's like in New York.
Like
they honk
York.
The horn at everybody with anger.
Yeah, they yell at each other, and they flip them off. I'm like, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah. Well, they live in an anthill, so that's the problem.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought she was going to reference the Michigan lefts, that they come down here and they don't know how to drive on the highways, or we go up north and
we don't know how to drive on the
highways. We don't know how to do a Michigan left. Yeah, Walter's looking at me, you know what a Michigan left is?
I have no idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of like traffic circles are down here.
Right.
People come in, if they've never done a traffic circle, they're like, how do you use this thing? And to us, we're usually like, this is pretty easy. But Michigan lefts, they don't turn you left onto where you want to turn. It's kind of like a U-turn, and it comes back the other way, and then you have to go over to the right. So they don't allow three-lane, cross traffic left turns, or oftentimes don't. Some of the roads, and they call them Michigan lefts, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I know what they are. See, he goes to Michigan a lot, too. So for our Michigan people, we got a lot of Michigan connections, just saying. And we're also on, like, three stations in Michigan. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. I think this is a really interesting thing, and I'm not really shocked by it, but I'm shocked that we haven't talked about it before. And so, are you one of these people that suffers from migraines? Well, it could be due to coenzyme Q10 or riboflavin deficiencies. More and more teens and young adults are suffering from migraine headaches, and a study out of the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center found that this age group may have deficiencies not just in CoQ10 and riboflavin, but also vitamin D. So if you or your loved one has migraine headaches, it's probably a good idea to get blood tests and get checked for these kind of deficiencies. It makes me think of how important we do micronutrient deficiencies here at Executive Medicine of Texas, and how important it is to do those tests, because you might find something like this and go, oh, yeah, that explains so much, like migraines.
Yeah, it makes me very angry that we've not been told this before. I mean, why have they been holding out on us?
It's because they don't appreciate you.
That's right.
They don't appreciate your need for the knowledge.
They don't appreciate your suffering.
That's right. What are you trying to say?
You suffer with your migraines?
Are you trying to be disrespectful to me?
Not at all.
He's doing good with migraines. Speaking of migraines, you know, it's amazing to me how many people don't know, like, the migraine diet. Not to go down the migraine rabbit hole, but there's so many, things you could do to prevent a migraine to begin with.
Right. Migraines have a lot of triggers, just like anger does. And some of the commonest, this isn't a conclusive list, but artificial sweeteners, monosodium glutamate, tree nuts.
This is just your
dark
list.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Everybody's
nitrites,
list.
This is your list.
Nitrites in prepared
I know, his list
sausages.
Is much longer.
Yeah, my list is very short. People.
Shellfish. you're giving me a headache here. You're starting to really piss me off.
You can't say that on radio. All right, if you haven't already done so, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media and go to our website, stayyoungamerica.com. Don't go away, because when we come back, we've got our special guest, Bernard Golden, author of Overcoming Destructive Anger Strategies That Work.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¶¶
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today we're here to help you manage your anger. And coming up in this episode, we have a special guest, Bernard Golden. He's a PhD and also author of Overcoming Destructive Anger, Strategies That Work. And he's not just going to explain anger, but he's going to give all of us strategies that are going to change our life and make it a lot better.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Chris Granty, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offered a combination of probiotics and a herbal supplement called Trifala, extended the lives of fruit flies by 60%. This report was published in Scientific Reports and adds to the growing body of evidence of the influence of the gut bacteria can have on health and longevity.
I just wonder how they got those fruit flies to swallow those supplements.
I just put it on food.
Just kidding.
Just mix it in the, you know, getting them to take a probiotic's not a problem. They just tend to gather around fecal material anyway.
Oh, yuck, 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 yuck. Okay, on that note, Dr. Bernard Golden's on with us. He is the author of Overcoming Destructive Anger, Strategies That Work. And I'm just going to call you Bernie. I think that's what your friends call you. So, Bernie, thanks for coming on the show. And we really
thanks
are excited.
For having me.
Yeah, we're really excited about this topic. But I'm curious, what got you all into anger management? Why is that such an important part of your practice?
Basically, there were two pathways. One was personal. I had my own issues with anger as a child. I realized I had a bad temper, and I guess I was self-conscious about my anger at that time. So I reined it in and kind of kept it in, and I started having more verbal outbursts rather than doing anything physical. Professionally, I taught in an elementary school for 6 years in the South Bronx, and I tell people I learned a lot about my own anger and anger management, as well as helping children deal with theirs.
Yeah, I bet that was really challenging. So what do you think? I know you believe that anger serves a purpose. So what is that purpose?
Anger is a natural emotion. And when we talk about anger management, the goal isn't to get rid of it, but to have a whole variety of strategies by which we can handle it in a healthy way. Anger is a reaction to feeling threatened. We may feel threatened emotionally, physically. Our resources, time, energy, finances. And also we may feel threatened in terms of our loved ones. But it's also a distraction and reaction from pain. So if I'm angry, I'm often feeling other negative emotions before it. So I might feel ignored. And if I'm feeling threatened, I might feel angry. I might feel discounted, devalued, shame, or anxiety. So anger, when we focus on the other person or situation, we're really distracting ourselves from something more painful, dealing with those other negative feelings.
Is that why we hold on to hurt and anger?
For many reasons, we hold on to it. One, if we've been hurt, we don't want to be vulnerable in the future. If I say angry, I won't be open. I'll be more cynical, perhaps, less invested in other people or in situations. So we're destined, I think, evolutionary, that if something goes wrong, we attend to that to protect ourselves. So we often hold on to it.
So now I have an explanation for my extreme cynicism. It's just I've internalized my
anger.
That's
right. It's all just pent up stuff.
You've never heard me in an outburst. It doesn't happen too much, so I just internalize it and turn it into cynicism.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, that brings me to a question for you, Bernie. People actually express their anger differently. So is sarcasm one of the ways people express anger?
Careful.
I say sarcasm is half a cup of humor and half a cup of anger.
Ooh,
and if
nice.
A person is confronted on it, they say, oh, I was just kidding. But they get a little bob in there once in a while.
A lot of teenagers do that. They blurt stuff and then they go, oh, I was just kidding. I mean, it's just really some kind of defensive mechanism. You hear it all the time.
Very protective. They can get a bob in if they're feeling too uncomfortable or even a little threatened by being angry. They'll handle it that way.
Now, you know, many decades ago, I told a patient who was internalizing his anger and getting very anxious and depressed, I said, let your anger out. And that night, he punched his neighbor in the nose and broke his hand.
Yeah,
and
not so
It's not what
not
I
so
had
good.
In mind. So what
I
about
had a doctor's order to hit you.
So what about internalizing anger? How do you handle patients that internalize anger that causes them illness? And how do you advise them to, quote, let it out?
Very often people who are so uncomfortable with anger are afraid to even experience it, let alone let it out. And so I suggest they practice incrementally, step at a time, that recognizing that it's a natural emotion, that if they don't voice what feelings are behind it, that they'll invariably feel more isolated and that the anger just builds. And so I say healthy anger is learning how to pause and think how to express it. And one example of healthy anger is being assertive. When you did that, I felt, and then share the feeling behind your anger. But when it is directed inward, like you say, it can lead to depression and further isolation and more anger.
Well, that's interesting because people have hot buttons, right? And when Walter and I got married, and this is second and final marriage for each of us, we actually saw a counselor just to say, hey, we've been married before. We want to make sure this one works. What are some things we need to know? And he goes, you have to know each other's hot buttons and don't push them. And it was really interesting for us to even explore what our own hot buttons were. You remember that? It was a long time ago. We married a really long time. But that was, like, really good advice, I thought.
Very much so. All of us have hot buttons, and what that is a sensitivity. Some may be more sensitive for feeling abandoned, some for feeling distrust, some for fearing threatened in terms of their intelligence versus some other aspect of their personality. And when we have a hot button, we overly react and have more intense anger than what the situation might warrant.
So does that mean the millennials have more hot buttons because they have to have their safe spaces and everything?
Cuddle puppies.
Gets them going?
We all have them, exactly.
You're not going to support me on this one?
See how he just kind of like moved away from that?
You're much more politically astute than I am.
He's smart.
Let me tell you, our audience is not made up of that age group. Right? We're pushing cruises and,
But you know, but Bernie deals with all ages, so he's going to walk that straight line. He's smart.
Well, but okay, that's a legitimate question. I mean, does that generation have a problem dealing with their anger because they can't vocalize it? They've got to have somebody coddle them.
Okay, yes or no, and Bernie?
You're right. Different age groups certainly have different ways of dealing with it. And in terms of generalities about millennials, I have to admit I've not seen the stats, but the statistics. But I think, yeah, someone who's cudgeled. I say growing up, we need tolerable levels of frustration tolerance. Too much frustration and we shrivel. Not enough frustration, then we don't learn a sense of patience, mastery, and frustration tolerance.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I'm going to stop you right there. When we get back, there's a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the genetic makeup of anger that some people may have, and then also the boy code. And got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals and your families. Thank you so much for serving. We can see that you download the show. And so thanks for letting us bring you a little piece of home. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the Supreme Court is upholding President Trump's so-called travel ban. The ban that involves travel and immigration to the U.S. by people from eight countries, including six largely Muslim nations. The policy had been challenged by several states, but the High Court has just announced it has voted 5-4 in its ruling to again uphold that ban. California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
The California congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, anytime, any place that we talked about harm.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, at the end of every single show we do, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection. So write this number down because you're going to need it. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. We're visiting with Bernard Golden. He is a PhD psychologist and author of the upcoming of a book, Overcoming Destructive Anger, Strategies That Work. And this is a fabulous book. And if you're just tuning in, you can catch
it. Well, if it has more of that kind of advice like the last segment, you're 100% correct. I think you go back to the frustration thing.
Yeah.
Maybe mine is I have too much of a tolerance of frustration and I don't vocalize it. And so I internalize it and cynicism. See, we're doing a little therapy here, Bernie.
That's right.
And my frustration with the millennials is like they don't know how to manage just a little frustration. And we're at opposite poles.
You know, that's so true.
That is true. And I think to some degree, even the internet affects that, meaning we used to have some filters when we interacted personally face-to-face, and the internet discourages having filters, and I think the feedback effect is now if you're on the internet, you can be more yourself, so to speak, and then you have a conversation with a real person, and there's less a self-censoring, self-filtering quality available.
Oh, that's really good insight.
Yeah, I've
noticed
true. That in the political arena.
Man, Bernie, we're going to have you on every week. This is good stuff.
I've gained great insight.
Okay, so Bernie, what role does your genetic code play in anger?
Oh, sure. Bring it back to the science.
I've seen studies, and in the last number of years, there are some suggestions that a gene or combinations of genes may make us prone to anger/aggression. But like all aspects of personality, interactions of growing up, experiences we have, either turn on that gene or ignore it, so to speak.
It's nature versus nurture again.
Right. And at the same time, some of us from day one are more quick to be thin-skinned versus thick-skinned. If you wave your hand in front of a number of infants in the nursery, some will just stare at your hand, watch it back and forth, and others will jump and be startled in a sense. So if that from day one is a sensitivity to reaction, it can impact sensitivity to anger and anxiety. Anxiety can trigger anger as well.
I wonder if there's some kind of test they could do on newborns to give you an idea of what you're in store for. Okay, your baby's twitchy. So when you get to the teenage years, look out, right?
You may have to wait for the no stage and see how you can handle that.
There you go. Hey, Bernie, there's something you call the boy code.
Yeah, the boy code is a term first used by David Pollack in his book Real Boys. And it emphasizes, at that time, suggesting that men slash boys are raised to wear a mask of independence and not experience feelings like anger, anxiety, or self-doubt. And when you try to put a lid on those kinds of feelings, you just have a formula for anger. Mm. So much of anger is about feeling either others should live according to how we think they should be, or we have pressures on ourselves to feel we have to live according to a certain model, and that might include not having those feelings, which again, like I say, makes us prone to anger.
Okay, so help me again, because I'm the angry old guy here, right?
Well, you left off white. You always say you're the angry old white guy.
Well, see, but I'm learning more political correctness, but that part is true, is, you know, they've got, you know, say, now they're out to curb masculinity amongst, you know, some of the college campuses that, you know, there's this push to try to curb the masculinity in the males. And, I mean, you know, so when they're talking masculinity, you know, we take that as they should be the caregivers, the providers, the kind of the male role model that they're trying to diminish. But maybe they're talking more about we need to get them to be more open with their feelings, which I'm okay with that part. But to try to diminish the say that, you know, it's okay for you to want to take care of your family, that's not good for society, in my opinion.
I agree with you. What do you think, Bernie?
I guess I missed part of that.
Okay, give them the question.
No, so, you know, they have this kind of anti-masculinity thing, and how does that play into the boy code that, you know, boys are taught not to talk about their emotions and such, but it gets played in the media that they're trying to suppress men's ability or men's desire to be providers for, you know, their family and things like that, which I think is actually a societal benefit. And maybe what they really are talking about when they say less masculinity, they're actually saying we need to have more ability to convey our emotions and not act out.
I would go with the more ability to convey our emotions and not act out. And certainly men and women providing for the family is a shared role in so many ways. I see some of the pseudo-masculinity just in terms of how people dress and wear. We all need an identity, and so often we get that from comparing ourselves to other people. And sometimes we have to put them down to feel powerful in ourselves versus feeling more comfortable in our skin. And I think as men develop an openness to feelings, they could also be a provider but also be open to feelings.
I'm just saying that Walter is an amazing provider, and he also will cry at movies with me. So it's okay. Oh, did I say that out loud, honey?
Bernie.
Check.
Bernie, how do you defuse a really furious partner?
Is that a serious question?
Yes.
Okay, so one way of defusing, first of all, the very first thing you have to work on is your own anger so you can be calm. Anger is about safety. And if you are raising your voice, you're yelling, you're giving frightening facial expressions, your partner is not going to feel safe, and they're more likely to be angry. So if working on your own anger, you could be calm sufficiently, lower your voice, speak slowly. Emotions are contagious, and if you can do that, that increases the likelihood of being heard and then having the other person be as calm. Another way of diffusing someone's anger is to acknowledge their anger. I can tell you're angry. Maybe you're feeling hurt. Maybe you're feeling ignored. Maybe you're feeling devalued. That wasn't my intention. Can we talk about those feelings?
See?
Because a person could express and show and act out their anger, but it's really that hurt behind it that needs to be talked about.
So in your book, Overcoming Destructive Anger, Strategies That Work, we don't have much time left, but can you give us the top three steps for keeping your anger healthy?
Healthy anger is finding ways to pause so you can reflect and take time to think through how you want to respond rather than react. And so I there are many strategies that are work in specific situations, but in a general rule, I use the word BEAR, B-E-A-R, as an acronym. B is for breathe deeply and exhale deeply. That helps your body achieve calmness. E, evoke physical calmness. And this also relates to we're practicing physical relaxation exercise, learning how to get your muscles calm that you have to rehearse and do in advance. A is arouse compassion. Evoke your most parental, nurturing part of yourself to talk to your hurting part. This is hard. This is what feels like to feel hurt or ignore them. This is a feeling in my body. This is something I can sit with for a while. The more you do that, the more you practice it and rehearse that, you can do it in the moment. R is reflect. What is the feeling behind my anger? What was my expectation? We have so many expectations that make us prone to anger, especially believing people should behave like we behave, having a large, powerful should in our head about how things should be.
Coulda, shoulda, wouldas, right?
Excuse me?
I said the coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
The coulda, woulda, shoulda. But the having the should, and listen, I encourage people to listen throughout the day. How many times are you telling yourself these people should behave a certain way?
Yeah, Bernie, I gotta cut you off because we're at the end of the segment. But
okay.
I've got to tell our listeners, you got to pick up this book because this is just the tip of the iceberg. This book, Overcoming Destructive Anger, Strategies at Work by Dr. Bernie Golden, is absolutely a terrific book. You got to pick it up. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, don't forget the end of every single show that we do, that we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you don't know the answer to the Dementia Defender and you want to pick that book up, you can pick it up at any bookseller, 844-WELL-100. And also follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today, out of the Mid-Cities in Texas, we have Chile Andreco. And Chile is going to play with us. And just a reminder, Chile, we're going to go through five questions. And the doctors will go back and forth. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have fun. You're going to play for prizes. So the Stay Young Vitamin Line will be the first thing you'll get. You'll get some essential multivitamins if you do a good job. But if you're really good at this, we'll send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. True or false? Exposure to tobacco smoke during pregnancy or as an infant is associated with hearing loss. I guess in the infant, if mother's exposed to it. So true or false, smoke exposure or hearing loss?
I should know that. I'm going to say true.
That is true.
Oh, she said she's an interpreter.
Very good.
You got it right. Very good.
Yay!
All right, here's your next question. If you focus really hard, if you focus too hard, you can miss visual clues. What other sense could you temporarily lose if you're hyper-focused?
Hearing?
No, it's a sense of smell.
But
if you're
hyper-focused,
you can lose the sense of smell.
I think I can tune out people if I'm hyper-focused. I think we should give it to her.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
Because really, I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I'm focused, I don't hear you, so.
Yeah, I know. I noticed.
That was a save my backside. All right, third question, and again, true or false. Children who are exposed to cats or dogs in the home are more likely to develop asthma by age 7.
I'm going to say false.
That is correct.
She's so good.
That's right. So actually, the studies show that kiddos who are exposed to those animals are much less likely to have allergies. Now, I'll throw in the gut biome.
Yeah.
It could be because they have a more diverse gut biome.
It could be.
Or it could just be the allergens.
All yeah, right. And they're just building up an immunity. She's good, man.
This one might be a little bit more challenging.
No, not for her.
Not for her.
Her last name's Andreco. Are you kidding?
Okay.
She's going to get them all right. I just like saying your last name.
Okay, Chile. What part of the brain is responsible for decision-making?
Frontal lobe.
It's close. We'll give you half points for that one. It's the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah, but she got the right part of the brain, the front.
It's
that's the prefrontal. Part that the teenagers don't develop.
So that's that, right. That is right.
Okay, see? She already knew that fact.
We're
that
giving her half marks. It's okay.
She had to take the... All right.
Thanks for fighting for me.
Those girls got to stick together.
All right, this is a little anatomy question. Name at least one bone that makes up your arm. Three bones in the arm, name one.
Oh, I got the wrong leg. Tibia?
No, that's your shin bone.
That's the leg.
You have the humerus, the upper arm, and then the radius and ulna that are down in the lower arm.
Right.
See, once we got off those psych questions.
See, I thought this was going to be easy.
Yeah, I thought that would be the easy one. Yeah.
But that's okay, because her last name's Andreiko, so she only does the really hard questions.
So,
Judy. My prefrontal cortex was not operating correctly.
This is true. See, she should get extra points for using it in a sentence. All right, we're going to send you out both. We're going to send you out some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line, and we'll also send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. You've been a lot of fun. Thanks for playing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, all right, let's talk just for a minute about Bernie and about go back to the anger thing, because I thought this was really interesting. We didn't talk about this in too much depth. But when you see people that appear angry, like as patients, what do you think the underlying emotion is? Because they say anger a lot of times is a secondary emotion. I have my idea of what it is. What do you think it is?
Well, I think it's variable. But people can be angry for a variety of reasons. Perhaps things aren't going the way they expect at work. Maybe they feel they've been treated unfairly. Perhaps they don't feel appreciated. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I was going to comment. You know, he made the point about the internet, and when you're kind of in that anonymous mode, it allows you to vent. I mean, we see this in the use of social media and stuff. People say stuff on there that they'd never say in front of another person, and and the same happens in our automobiles. You know, the quote road rage, you can take the most calm person and everything, they put them behind a wheel of a car, and all of a sudden they become a terror on the road, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. There's that anonymity of, they can't see me in the car, kind of, and I take out my anger there. And
except in Texas where they'll shoot you.
Well, there's always repercussions. Yeah. If you go misbehave, there's consequences.
Walter's like, stop, or you're going to get a shot. Yeah.
So I think when I think those people or you need to look at it is, am I expressing anger in other ways? It doesn't have to be the shouting match.
You're right. It could be road rage.
Well, it could be road rage, or you're just driving aggressively, and it could be internalizing. It could be not snarky remarks. What was the teenager remarks? The sarcasm. I mean, that actually kind of light bulb on me. Oops, maybe that's me. I mean, I don't yell and scream, but maybe that's how I allow it out because I'm pretty sarcastic.
You do get sarcastic. Yeah, back to my question, though, about why do you think patients appear sometimes angry? I think it's fear. I think they may come out and maybe they're afraid of their health or afraid of their results or afraid of whatever, and they come across as kind of like grouchy or grumpy or mean or angry.
It can be frustrated, but, the classic, the husband comes home and the wife's all mad at him, and he said, "What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. Oh, come on, something's wrong.
You shouldn't ask
well,
me.
You
should
know, right?" So then they're both angry and upset. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewYou.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. He does a radio ablation procedure that's just terrific. Now, last week's riddle was this: I am rarely touched, but often held. And if you are smart, you'll use me well. What am I? And the answer is a tongue.
I thought that was such a brilliant riddle.
A very brilliant riddle. Now, here's another brilliant riddle.
Not too many people got it. What does that say?
This week's riddle is as follows. I have one eye, see near and far. I hold the moments you treasure and the things that make you weep. What am I? Let me repeat that. I have one eye, see near and far. I hold the moments you treasure and the things that make you weep. What am I? Send in your answers.
Ooh, I think I know the answer to that. That's a really good one, too, if I'm right. All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us at toll-free 844-WELL-100. And that number again, 844-WELL-100. Or you go to stayyoungamerica.com. Give us the correct answer to Dementia Defender Riddle, your name, your address, and your phone number in case we can't understand it. And we'll send you out a free copy of the book if you get it right.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reacting to his first ever Supreme Court victory, tweeting minutes ago, quote, "Supreme Court upholds Trump travel ban." That was all in caps. Then he added, "Wow." Trump referring to the 5-4 high court vote today to uphold the restrictions on travel and immigration to the U.S. by people from 8 nations, 6 of them Muslim-majority nations. The policy had been challenged by several states. And U.S. Senate Democrat of New Jersey, Cory Booker, says he thinks it was challenged for good reason.
We just cannot walk away from the fact of how this all started, which was a president that said that he wanted to ban Muslims from our country.
But Senate Republican John Cornyn of Texas says he blames the so-called Never Trump resistance for mischaracterizing it as being a Muslim ban. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin.
foot trend, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's primary voting today in a half dozen states: New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. The highest profile race is in Utah. That's where 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is heavily favored to win the GOP Senate nomination. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster's in a tense runoff with Republican challenger John Warren. President Trump was campaigning with McMaster in South Carolina last night. The president, though, talking about some other issues as well, including recent calls for members of his administration to be harassed in public.
It's the party of Maxine Waters. Do you believe her?
The president referring there to